This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, December 1st. Well, I don't know about you folks, but if you are watching Janet Yellen and Fed Chairman Powell testify in front of Congress, it's extremely painful. Tuesday it was the Senate Banking Committee, now it's the House Financial Services Committee, and it's just very painful to watch. But it's interesting because Fed Chairman Powell is getting yelled at for inflation. And it looks like the Fed wants to start changing their mandate to shift from unemployment to fighting inflation. It looks like they don't want to call inflation transitory anymore. And the interesting thing is, even though that spooked the market yesterday, we've had a big rebound today, and the 10-year Treasury yield's under 1.5%. So, you know... We can all worry about the Fed, not supporting the Treasury market and interest rates skyrocketing. But in the end, the actual interest rates are more important than the rhetoric. And Fed Chairman Powell now has more flexibility because he's been renewed for a second term. Furthermore, he is a consensus builder. And I'm sure he's heard from plenty of people that we have to deal with inflation. They unfortunately overstimulated the economy. And it's just time to tap the brakes. And it's interesting, when they talk, they know inflation is going to be starting to dissipate sometime in the second half of next year because they know it was temporarily falling until October, and then it resurged again. Of course, now we have very erratic energy prices. Natural gas is going to follow the weather. You know, the colder it gets, the more demand there will be. And of course, crude oil prices are moderating now because there's a fear that air travel and is going to dissipate, and airplanes use quite a bit of the fuel. So fascinating times we're in. But the bottom line is these are normal oscillations. These oscillations will get smaller in the upcoming weeks. And then your best buying window is the last week of December between Christmas and New Year's. Then we traditionally get a surge in January. And so things are looking good. I'm not worried. We had a great ISM manufacturing report today. So the manufacturing sector is very healthy. The order backlogs are still massive. So, it looks like the U.S. is just going to have to onshore a lot more. Some of it's driven by the EV craze because, you know, if you make a battery somewhere and you have to ship it to the plant, that's very expensive. Batteries are very heavy. So you want to put all the battery plants next to the factories. SK Innovation's done that in Georgia for the F-150 Lightning and also for Volkswagen, who's nearby in Chattanooga. Obviously, Tesla's doing that at its Austin factory. And obviously, there's battery plants going up in Michigan and places like that. So this is a big deal. And, for manufacturing to grow in America because outsourcing makes less sense is very good for our long-term GDP growth. In the meantime, consumers are taking on more debt. It looks like they have more confidence. They're going to be spending more. We had consumer confidence come out from the conference board. It dipped slightly, but it's still a very good number, very high, if you look at the long-term chart of it. But I just look at what consumers are doing versus what the sentiment is, and they're taking on more debt, their personal income's up. It looks like we're going to have a record holiday shopping season. So folks, enjoy the holidays. Sorry about the market oscillations, but as you can see, good stocks do bounce. It's still very frustrating for a lot of you folks because what's down today will often be up tomorrow, and what's up today will be down tomorrow, et cetera. So you just got to get used to this. You got to ride through it. Markets are not that liquid, and that's unfortunate. But they'll be very liquid in January, and I expect them to be a big updraft. So again, the best window to invest is going to be last week of December. A couple other things coming out. There's a Beige Book survey coming out today. That's just what the Fed does before their next Federal Open Market Committee meeting. Be interesting to see those comments. That comes out at 2:00 Eastern today. So I suspect they'll be acknowledging that inflation exists. So that's it, everybody. Hang on, enjoy the ride, and please enjoy the holidays. But if anything, the holidays should be the pause that refreshes And then we gap up in January on very strong trading volume, new pension funding, all that good stuff that seasonally propels markets. So take care, everybody. I just want to give you an update.